The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Feliz Navidad.
How do you make Frank and Al smile? Put on Bill Shatner.
Hey, wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Is that with Jose right there?
No.
I love this. This is the Bill Shatner Christmas album called Shatner Claus.
Feliz Navidad.
We love it. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, morning. Now I'm terribly worried about Jeannie Zaner going back to her car. Do you see? This is
the safest large city in the United States.
Right. Well, that is true. But
Frank, we can do the next 15 minutes. Go ahead. Yeah.
I almost excuse myself because this is the problem, and this is the conundrum of a dinosaur like me who was chivalrous. Mm. I stand when a woman walks in. Jeannie Zaner was a doctor. She's a professor. She is smart, and she is as an independent woman, a great example of that. Is it sexist that I say, I'll walk you to your car, Jeannie?
Like, sure you want to go there? Yeah, that hug that you embraced her in.
Now, look at you.
I mean,
Al, why don't you just say it on the air, Al?
She had very nice perfume.
What hug?
You gave her a nice goodbye. Thanks for coming, but I don't know. Just saying.
Did it look? Well, it was. Was it? It was respectful.
Yeah. You're right. We got to get that. We better get that V8 for him right away. Might lose him.
I gave a hug. Was it a hug? Was it an appropriate hug?
No, it was an appropriate hug. You know, but
what are you insinuating?
Nothing. Not nothing.
So
sinus is good.
I wonder if Oz Perlman's going to get that sinus.
No. He won't.
She's what a great gal. Jeannie's great.
He hugs Chef Burke like that. Then I'd be a little concerned.
She was great, and I just feel bad that she had to walk back the car by herself.
I'm sure you felt bad.
No, I just feel. Now, is it sexist? It's just like, baby, it's cold outside.
The last time you walked into a car, it took you an hour. It's 2 minutes away, the garage. And it's your garage. That's the best part. Oh, we walked around, and I helped her find it. It's the garage that you go to. I mean, come on. You couldn't have set that one up any better. I mean, really.
Good night. We have to leave now. We appreciate you listening and watching. Is Mike Gallagher, are you here yet?
No, not yet.
Those 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Matt Zambola, thank you. We got the wreath up. You can't see on TV.
That's nice.
Well, that's a nice wreath.
With
the P for Papora. Hank got it for himself. This is from one of our great listeners, a United States Marine who we love and respect, Hank Papora. He's a great daddy. And I got to tell you, the P came to his house for Papora. He goes, hey, I'll give it to Joe. And, you know, and he re-gifted it to me. But I will take it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. And thank you for your Christmas cards. Look at the beautiful Christmas cards. This is, look at this from Zito Partners. We thank you. Thank you, Bob Zito. Appreciate that. Here's a nice family picture. This is a quote from the Bible. We love this. Thank you very much. I don't see who that is. Frankie, if you'd be so kind to it. Wait a minute. Who is that? I don't know. You could decipher that. Look, you don't think now I'm going into my personal life with Morano. I'm going to Morano.
David, no. Shelley, Tyler, Ashley, and Aubrey. This is from David Spade.
Spadey. I knew it because Tyler was the kid that was on. He was he was in that California shooting.
Right.
That kid was great.
Spadey's
Where's
picture,
David? I don't see David.
He's on the front in the hat.
Oh, that's David. So David Spadey is that tough guy that I tell you about from Salem Media. He is a tough guy. He's a hunter. And he's just a rough. There's a guy I would never mess with, David Spadey. He's a great guy. Thank you, David. Thank you for the Christmas card. That is really, really nice. And Tyler, thank God, was okay at that horrific shooting, out in California, but kind enough to join us on the air. So thank you. Merry Christmas to the Spady family. It's a beautiful family right there. Joe, Frank, Alan, Debbie, wishing you all the warmth of home, love of family, all the deepest joys of Christmas. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a great year ahead. Loyal listener since day one. Thank you, Dan. This is Dan Capriolo. Thank you, Dan. Love you for
Dan
doing
from
that.
Queens. He calls.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it very much. We never, ever take it for granted. I always say this every morning. It's like a virtual kitchen table we get around. Or a soundboard from 1978. I'm so excited we're going to get a new soundboard. And we kind of gather around and we kind of hash through the issues of the day. And a lot of the things you see, this is what I see, politically, that don't make sense. I don't understand how you can go to Washington, and forgive me, and we're going to have fun, and we have a lot to talk about. Mike Gallagher actually will join us here. And by the way, I want to tell you, too, Oz Perlman, and Oz Perlman is the way you pronounce his name. It's Oz Perlman, mind reader. You know, if you get a chance to go to AM970TheAnswer.com or go on Facebook, and you can go on AM970TheAnswer.com Facebook or on YouTube, you'll be able to see Oz. You don't want to miss this guy. He's like...
Remarkable. Most remarkable performer I've ever seen.
He's got like a... It's beyond a sixth sense. He's got a gift, this guy.
He's worked at it, though. He's worked on honing it since he was a child.
He hones that gift? So he could tell what you're doing. He could tell what he did a trick for me and Darren, you know? Darren had one eye, so it was easy to fool Darren. But I was like, hey, I was on top of this. He gave me a name, and he said the name was in somebody's wallet. I said, oh, you kidding me? And a nice kid, too. A nice kid. And David Burke, Chef Burke, is going to be with us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So we appreciate you being here. But when I see the politics, I get upset about the politics, and I see what's happening down in Washington. And I always feel like I don't want to – every time I say something positive about – if I say something positive about, oh, the Barack Obama family was so beautiful. At least I didn't agree politically with anything about the Obamas, but they were a great representative, a great image for the United States of America. People go, oh, golly, you're too soft on the left. Like, you can't win. You can't win. And then when I go, President Trump is doing some great things, having the courage to delve into that swamp. He doesn't need to be there. He's done some magnificent things as president of the United States. If they would just let him be and let him be president, and, oh, yeah, you're pro-Trump. You can't win. And all I want is what's good for America. What's not good for America is the constant witch hunts that's going on. What's not good for America is Robert Mueller. This is ridiculous. They got nothing. And where are the guts, too? Where are the guts of somebody who you can't come up with something? You go after somebody. There's no Russia collusion. No Russia collusion. And, you know, we got nothing. I got nothing. And even when they were investigating Clinton about Whitewater, if they got nothing, you say you got nothing. If it looks inappropriate, you got nothing. Now they're saying, can you indict a sitting president? We don't know. Was it a campaign finance violation? That's the mantra now. What happened to Russia collusion? Don't lose sight of how they got this information. Illegally, in my opinion, they just, like the SS, they went in, like the Nazis did, took all the information from Michael Cohen, personal attorney for Citizen Trump, and took everything from Cohen, recordings and everything. That has been the evidence. That should be illegal. Right there, it should be thrown out. You got this information in a vicious, an assault on our rights in the United States of America. You shouldn't be able to use that. But they use that. It becomes away from Russia collusion. It becomes Stormy Daniels. What the heck has that got to do with anything? And how is that campaign finance? Citizen Trump wanted to get this little parasitic little pain in the neck away. Whether it's Stormy Daniels, whoever it is, he's got the right to do it. It's not a violation of campaign finance. It's a violation of campaign finance. The John Edwards case, isn't that a precedent?
Perfect example, Joe, right? So, so far, the one thing all of the Mueller-related crimes, Manafort, Flynn, Papadopoulos, go down the list, have in common is that Donald Trump has nothing to do with any of them. That's the one thing they all have in common. Manafort didn't pay his taxes. Papadopoulos and Flynn are lying to investigators. Donald Trump had nothing to do with any of that. The only thing we've seen so far is this case right here in the Southern District involving Michael Cohen. That's the only thing that ties Donald Trump to any potential wrongdoing. That's the one that prompted media reports to refer to him as an unindicted co-conspirator, individual one.
Yeah,
so let's look at what happened here, right? So you have these two women, Ms. McDougal and Ms. Daniels, who you know had a relationship with Donald Trump and then essentially extorted him. They said, if you don't pay us a whole bunch of money, we're going to tell everybody about it, ruin your reputation, ruin your brand, potentially ruin your family. Okay? So instead of prosecuting them for extortion, we're looking at Donald Trump's role as the extortion victim and claiming somehow this is a violation of campaign finance. Now, the closest thing we've ever seen to a prosecution like this is the Edwards case. Now, that's not a perfect example.
And just to revisit, he had a mistress.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. He got her pregnant, and a donor, a wealthy donor of John Edwards, paid her off, paid a lot of bills so that they could keep this quiet.
And he was a sitting senator at the time.
This was actually after he was out of the Senate, right? He was running for president at the time.
Okay.
So now that the reason that's and then in that jury, they couldn't convict him. They brought a prosecution. Mm-hmm. Total waste of money. Mm-hmm. They couldn't convict him. Tucker Carlson, by the way, used the example yesterday. The last time they tried to do this, it was against another populist, John Edwards, this time on the left. But the reason it's not a perfect example, it's even a weaker case with Trump, is because you have the right. If this is campaign spending, which I don't believe that it is, I think he would have done this if he was a private citizen or a media person.
Exactly right.
If it is campaign spending, Donald Trump paid this money himself. He reimbursed Cohen for this money. As a presidential candidate, you have the right to spend as much money as you want on your own campaign. If Mike Bloomberg or Tom Steyer announces tomorrow, they could spend $1 billion. Dollars. So the failure then is of the campaigns to report. So it's not Donald Trump that did anything wrong. It's the Trump campaign for a minor violation of failure to disclose.
You know how Mueller's thinking?
But it's not campaign spending. Trump would have done this if he was a TV star.
What if he wrote, when he had to fill out those questions for Robert Mueller, and he wrote in there, I didn't know anything about it. What if he wrote that down? What if he says something that goes against Michael Cohen? The flaw there is, to me, Cohen's a liar. Cohen lied that he was lying just to save his own butt, which is not working in the Southern District down here in New York because he's still going to have to go to jail 4 years at the very minimum. But this is what's going to happen. This is what could happen.
Well, I think that's what Judge Napolitano told you is that Mueller seems to be setting perjury traps.
That's right.
People are,
it's what
are
they
falling
do.
Into.
It's what they
you know?
Do.
So I think that's a very real concern. That's why a lot of folks urge Trump, don't answer any of Mueller's questions.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
So if he said, you know, I didn't know about the campaign thing. And again, what has it got to do with Russia collusion?
Well,
and shouldn't the judge just go, you know, what has this got to do with Russia collusion?
Well, but that's why because none of the Cohen crimes here in New York dealt with anything resembling Russian collusion. That's why when Mueller discovered crimes, he did the responsible thing. He referred it to the relevant prosecutor. That's what he should have done with the Manafort case rather than have his office prosecute these unrelated crimes themselves.
Who's watching Mueller? Who's watching Mueller? There's nobody watching Mueller. And now they're afraid if Barr gets in as AG that they indeed will fire Mueller. And I'm thinking, you said it. Get rid of Rosenstein. Maybe they fire Mueller, too, because now it's getting ridiculous to me. As a regular citizen, I'm watching this. You're telling me it's their Russia collusion. We're supposed to now forget about that and talk about Stormy Daniels. How the heck does it get there? How do they get the right to do it? No. And then it not only goes to a federal, it's federal, but it's in the Southern District of New York, just to go after Cohen, so they can get the president for that. Frankie, this is wrong. This is scary. You said it the other day.
No doubt.
If it happens to Donald J. Trump, as much as people may hate him, it could happen to us.
That's absolutely right. What you do, as Jesus used to say, what you do to the least of my people, you do to me. Yeah. Nowhere is that truer than in the federal criminal justice system.
Quoting Christ on the show, Al. Praise Jesus. That was very nicely. Beautiful.
No, he knew what he was talking about once. You know, he had an idea.
That's so
true.
Were
you there? He had an idea. Like,
yeah. And your other point, Joe, about getting criticized every time you say something nice about President Obama or vice versa.
Yeah.
That's exactly the problem. Is there's this fascinating study that was just done about the hidden tribes of America. And people can review the findings at hiddentribes.us. But what they found was the problem with reaching bipartisan consensus is, not the other side. It's your own side. Let's say you're a liberal Democrat like Alan Dershowitz is, and you say something nice like, oh, if you don't impeach the president, then the people you have to worry about are your own friends, your own social groups. If you say you agree, oh, well, maybe we should get tough with China, right? It's your own friends on the left that beat you up. If you're a Republican and you say, oh, you know, maybe climate change is a real problem that we need to address, it's your own folks that beat you up.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we need to get away from, because it's tearing the country apart.
Well, that's what we try to do on the radio show, Frankie, and we always appreciate your expertise. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Marano and Al Gattulo. Debbie Duhame is out. You can give us a call if you want, 877-970-2999. Sergeant Joseph Aperitrice is going to join us in about 20 minutes. You don't want to miss that. And you know what's great, Debbie? Marilyn and Peter Pianelli. What I love about it, first of all, it's for the headline harness, you know, but they wanted to come in, and this is a great story, because I know people say, hey, we should do this. Hey, we should do that. I got a great idea for this. Marilyn and Peter came up with this great product, and now it's just jumping off, you know, online. People are buying the headline harness all over the place.
Yes.
And Mike Lindell with us, Mike Gallagher. And, oh, you got to watch. You got to watch Oz Perlman with the Mind Meat. Debbie's going to be scary.
Oh,
it's going to be
amazing.
Scary. I know. I'm a little afraid. And Chef David Burke, Super Chef David Burke, is going to join us live in the studio at 9 o'clock hour. Debbie, how are we doing out there today? Traffic all over the place. I know.
That's for sure. What a great show we have lined up for you today. That's for sure. Let's see what's happening, Joe. As you head to the New England Thruway South, exit 17 down through Larchmont, it's an accident. A couple of lanes blocked there. 287 East out by exit 8A, it's an accident on the shoulder. Watch for some slowdown southbound Thruway right at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, that's 35 minutes getting into town. Lincoln 40, Holland about 35. Let's go to the Garden State Parkway northbound at 153 in Clifton. A collision there. Route 10 eastbound getting reports of an accident over in Denville. And traffic is slowing down for you on the Staten Island Expressway east getting out toward the Verrazano. Watch for delays southbound Van Wyck getting into Northern Boulevard. An accident still taking a lane. Delays go back up toward the Whitestone Bridge. Eastbound Belt by Kennedy Airport. Accident westbound Belt at Cross Bay Boulevard. An accident there. Sunny today with a high of about 40. Sunny tomorrow with a high of about 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Remember, Obama lost more than 60 seats in the House when he was president. So relax. The next 2 years, they're going to show themselves for who they are. And then, biggest conclusion of all, 2020 is going to be a cakewalk.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Coming to this station January 1st, AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Verizon says the more than 10,000 employees it is laying off will receive a salary for up to 60 weeks, plus bonus and benefits, depending on how long they were with the company. Verizon has said it would be cutting costs so it can spend on its new 5G network. The workers will leave Verizon by the middle of next year. Google is shutting down its Google Plus social network for consumers. Google admits a software update on November 6th exposed users' private profile information. The profiles of 52 million users could have been exposed to developers. Apple, Microsoft, and IBM shares closed higher on Monday, helping to turn around the major averages after a morning sell-off. The Dow closed up 34. The NASDAQ was up 51 at the close, and the S&P added 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. Rock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit thesmartwaytobuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo. Hi. Reading glasses on. Glasses, lady. Hey, remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? I love Mr. Italy, right? Right. I am so proud to tell you about Mario's son, Steve Perillo. You know why? He has carried on the tradition of excellence, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Operating for 74 years, serving over a million happy guests, Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Perillo escorted tours are 15 to 20 couples, but they encourage single travelers as well. And expect to make wonderful friendships that will last a lifetime. You got a great Italian tour leader, you know, make you all one happy Perillo family. And this is what I love about Steve, man, because I know Steve, and what he does for you, you will skip the lines and walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum. You don't got to wait in line. Are you kidding me? Now you're talking my language, Steve. And the first 10 people to request a brochure today will receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line and call for the 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. It's P-E-R-I-L-L-O. 888-PERILLO. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
What? Is this a Christmas song? Oh, yeah. Very good. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe.
Christmas time.
Lots of snow and ice.
And I'm into the spirit little by little. I think because once I get the shopping kind of within striking distance, I get in a happier mood and I can celebrate. But I could tell the pressure of the holidays. It's like, I mean, I wish we, again, may always say, why can't you just celebrate the birthday of Christ and just celebrate it and just enjoy it like that? But you're never going to do that. Frankie, you said you're going to do one gift for your kids when you have children.
I mean, again, it's easy for me not having kids to say that. Yeah, I recognize that.
It's like Al's beautiful son, Jack, goes, oh, these are optional gifts. You got an option. Yeah. Okay, that was the best.
There's 10 things written on it, and then on the bottom there's some other stuff about gift cards, and then he circles two items, optional. And then he goes, I have the right to amend the list.
Oh, really? He said that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
and
is,
he did
gotta be a lawyer.
He added two more things on there. So.
Oh my lord!
Now, do you have to sign receipt of the list? Once you get
but
it?
But, yeah. But what's funny is that he gives me this tug of war about I don't know what I want. I go, well, listen to me. It takes time for the stuff to get shipped. The earlier you get me the list, the sooner I can get the stuff. Like, I'm not waiting until the last minute. But my son does this other thing too, where he finds stuff online and they're in China. Like, I have to get on a... I can't even get it shipped. I have to get physically on a plane and go to China to get the gift. I'm like, that's not going to happen. So.
Please. I think I'm all right. I might get... Thank God. I've been blessed with the kids, and I just feel so... You got to get the present. I need the present. And you do. You as parents, as grandparents, you go through every... Oh, to the length of getting the present. So, but I think I'm okay.
Good.
I think I'm all right. So, and then... But the whole... On Christmas Eve, I have the children, see, because we switch off. That's what you... So then I'll go to mom's for the fish, you know, seven fishes. And then we'll go back home, and then I'll come back with Charlie. So it's going to be a continuing week.
That's all in one night?
24-hour period. Oh, I'll be doing a lot. I'll be driving around.
I don't think Santa covers as much ground in one night.
See, we're doing dinner with mom the Saturday before Christmas.
You are?
Yeah, because I told my wife, I said, listen, I want to see my mom on Christmas. I know we got to go to your parents during the day, but I'd like to take my mom out to dinner on Christmas.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, can we do it on the Saturday before? Because I don't want... I said, bad enough.
Fair enough.
You know, I said, okay. All I mean, she can't eat anyway, my wife, so it's a cheap date.
So tell me, as I have Jesus looking over my shoulder, the crucifix Christ. Behind me, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if your sister calls and it's Christmas time, will you reach out to your sister at Christmas time?
No, I will not. Huh? She's not going to call. And I'm not going to reach out to her. Hi.
Make
no.
It.
What about goodwill towards men?
Or women.
She's a woman.
So, nothing, not going to happen.
Nice try.
Charity for all.
Is she dead in your eyes, El Gotulo?
I'd say she's on life support. She's not dead, but life support is a better term.
You are the worst.
What? I'm being truthful. Really... Would you rather have me? It's going to be great.
Al reminds me. I keep telling you this. This is the best.
The funniest thing I remember is when at my mom's house, I think it was in dad's house, and we had all the family over, and then I told you this so many times because I can't believe it, but it's so Italian. They're playing Pinochle. My uncles always play Pinochle. So somebody played the wrong card, and they got mad. And then you played the Jack of Clubs. You played the Jack of Clubs. They didn't talk for 7 years. Literally 7 years they didn't talk. You played the Jack of Clubs. And they get mad. They don't talk.
I'll give you another Italian. So I'm on the phone with my mother last night. We're making plans for dinner. And she's venting about this one and that one. And I could hear the negative tone in her voice. She's just,
mom? What a surprise.
I said, mom, you're 80. You don't have. I don't mean to be rude, but it's not like you got a lot of years. But I said to my mother, I want you to live till you're 100. But let's face it, every day is another day that the Reaper's coming. You know, whatever. Why do you have to be so miserable and bitter? Like, can't you appreciate what you have and whatever? And all I get was this. I got silence. I got silence, and then I got. I hate a lot of people, Albert. I go,
but
all right. Well,
did some of that rub off on her son, perhaps?
No,
mean, is that what you were saying, Frank?
Yeah, I was waiting for her to hold up a mirror as you're saying that.
Listen.
Why are you always so negative?
Listen,
can't you appreciate
There are very few people in this world that I don't like and I don't talk to anymore. I don't have time to deal with those people. I'd rather appreciate the people. I appreciate the two of you.
A merry little Christmas.
I love the both of you. Likewise. I love working with you. It's a joy every morning to come in.
We can tell.
It is. No, I'm serious.
Was that like a sarcastic
No, it was
shot?
Not a sarcastic shot. That's the God's honest truth. I enjoy working with you guys. I have fun. I don't consider this a job. This is fun for me every day.
Al, well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
That's right.
That's very nice.
Still not talking to my sister, though.
Frank and I are speechless like that. I'm still not talking to my sister.
No.
Can we talk about Macron? Talk about people with problems. This guy.
Mm. Now, I loved the bromance between Donald Trump and Macron. How good was that? It was, I love this guy. And what happened? Then he criticizes.
He criticizes
Donald Trump with the national speech right in press. I'm telling you, you go against this president. This is why I will tell you this. And at 7:33, we're going to get a break, and Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice will join us. But as soon as Macron did the national speech, his whole political career knows that. I don't want to say, because he went after Donald Trump, I don't want to say anything. And let me just, before we go to France, I got to tell you, when they're going after him, they're going after Donald Trump like they are, in such an unjust manner, this whole Mueller fiasco, I'm telling you this, I just feel that the president's got something. and I can't verbalize it correctly, but he knows something. It maybe with the FISA warrant, with some redacted situation that he's going to release, and they're going to regret they ever went after this guy. You can't mess with him. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't. They want to mess with Donald J. Trump. You're going to pay it. So, but we'll talk about Macron. Do you think he hangs on, or is he done? Done?
Well, look, he's got a 6-year term that he's going to finish.
Oh, is that right, Frankie? Aside.
Yeah, maybe the president Donald Trump could give Mr. Macron some lessons in ensuring domestic tranquility and allowing voices for political opposition, because right now Donald Trump's got a 45% approval rating and Macron's at a 25% approval rating.
Yeah, amazing. And we love France and Brexit, what's happening with Theresa May. We'll get into it all. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter, will join us momentarily. Right now, we're going to clear the airwaves for our buddy, Mr. Al Gattula, and he has the headline news live and local on AM 970 The Answer. Praise Al. Praise
news,
Jesus.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
31 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. City sanitation workers will be gracing the months of 2019. The department launching its 2019 sanitation calendar today with a meet and greet and autographing event at the New York City store on Center Street. The department operates 59 district garages, manages a fleet of more than 2,000 rear-loading collection trucks, 450 mechanical brooms, and 695 salt and sand spreaders. An Indian national is in federal custody for helping smuggle undocumented foreigners into the United States. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced yesterday that immigration officers and federal agents nabbed Bhavan Patel at Newark Airport over the weekend, charging him in connection to the smuggling and harboring of illegal aliens for financial gain. Feds allege Patel was running an operation that shuttled Indian nationals into the U.S. while recruiting others to pay thousands for the passage of each person. If convicted, he could end up spending as many as 10 years in an American federal prison. In sports, Rangers gave up a hat trick to Steven Stamkos in a 6-3 loss to the Lightning. Devils scored first before the Sharks pulled away for a 5-2 win in San Jose. New Jersey has lost 8 of their last 9, and the Devils are last in the East with 28 points. Monday Night Football, the Seahawks scored 18 points in the fourth quarter to break open a 3-0 game, beat the Vikings 21-7. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Taking it out to the LIE West at Glen Cove Road. Accident on the shoulder. Also seeing delays on Sunrise Highway westbound, getting out past the area of Ocean Ave, getting out toward Patchogue with a collision there as well. Traffic is moving slowly over on the Deegan South into the 230s with a crash and stop and go on the Grand Central Parkway westbound right at the Clearview with an accident there as well. Over at the RFK Bridge, city bound, it's a disabled car. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 35, Holland 35, traffic building 80 East, exit 53 in Wayne with a collision. 10 eastbound in Denville, an accident reported there. Outer Bridge crossing, that's going to be busy. Jersey bound with a stalled car, and traffic is slowing down at 287 East, exit 8E with an accident still out there. It's on the shoulder. Partly sunny today with a high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Wendy's 4 for $4 is the deal you can count on every day. No catch, no strings attached, just 4 items for $4. Hence the name, 4 for $4. Choose one of 8 great options like the double stack, spicy chicken wrap, or junior bacon cheeseburger. And you get 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink. A full meal for just $4, only at Wendy's, baby. That's added value multiplied by tons of goodness. Because the 4 for $4 is what you need when you need it. So turn that car around and hit your nearest Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Meal includes 4-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and small drink. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Upper Room Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Crown Maple. I love Crown Maple. Joan Paratrice, Sergeant Joan Paratrice is going to be. I'm going to reach over here, if I may.
Hi, Joe. How are you, Sergeant?
You got to check it. Hi, Sergeant, good to see you, man. From Blue Lives Matter. We're gonna jump right into it. But this is Crown Maple Syrup. Look at right there. This is like the best maple syrup you're going to get, all right? If you want a gift, we want you to go to crownmaple.com. You use the promo code Piscopo15, and you get, look at this, 15% off your corporate gift at Crown Maple. You'll love that maple syrup. You know, and it's a healthy sweetener for coffee. Frankie uses it for all the booze that he drinks every day. When it's 10:01 and Frankie goes for the bourbon, he goes.
What's that?
He reaches for the bourbon and the Crown Maple. They have the Crown Maple, Frankie, has a great bourbon aged bourbon flavor.
The bourbon smash, it's to die for.
It is great. And also, what I tell you about Crown Maple, certified organic, kosher, vegan, pure from nature, no preservatives, gluten-free. Look at me. And it has antioxidant benefits, low GI. It's a healthy sugar. You can get Crown Maple Syrup at Whole Foods, King's, Zabar's, Dina DeLuca, Chitarella, Garden of Eden, Italy, or at the Crown Maple website. This is a great gift, and it has a great presentation. So we suggest you go to crownmaple.com, get 15% off your corporate gifts when you use the promo code Piscopo15. Crownmaple.com, promo code Piscopo15.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Waiting. This is it. Na, da, 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 da.
Raindrops on roses.
Oh, Bennett, man. Mr. Bennett, excuse me.
Bright copper kettles and warm.
From Queens, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Great to have you with us on YouTube and on Facebook. And I am 970theanswer.com around the country, around the world. Certainly, we are live and local in New York. Sergeant Joseph Paratrice is founder of Blue Lives Matter in New York City. And we are staunch supporters of the New York Police Department. And Joe, I always thank you for being on the show and thanks for your service. Look at you, man. You working out on me now?
As you get older, it's harder to lose the weight. So I'm trying to get in there and do a little cardio now.
Yeah, but you, though, look at you. You could do a bench press. Tell me you could do 345.
Well, you know what it is? It's the Joseph A. Banks suit that makes me look good. See, underneath I look a little different, but it's the suit that makes the man.
Right. I swear to God, I keep plugging this. Don't I have it somewhere like that? It's like some of the suits are really, really good. But generally, I go to Joseph A. Banks and went through.
You did it in the other pocket.
You can see. Can you see it right there? Oh, yeah. Joe. Well, what are we plugging them? They never buy advertising. They never buy advertising.
Well, don't buy their suits then.
Is there a Joseph A. Banks? Is there a Joseph A. Banks person? Can we call Mr. Banks and get it? The suit looks good.
Thank you. And you know what's special? It's got my initials on the inside, so it makes it even feel
more better.
Wait,
how'd you get that? Did you order that?
I did. It was custom. I went in, and then the next one's going to be the Italian suits. That's like the high end. So I went in. I got three more of those custom backings. Look at you.
I like the Joseph Abboud suits. Al has a connection to Abboud. We're going to get Joseph Abboud on the show, too. Look at us talking fashion. But seriously, before we get to the heart of the matter, can you do 345 off the bench, flat bench?
When I was a little younger, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You have injuries. You know how that is. In the
bicep tendon.
Yeah, I had shoulder surgery. I tore my ligament in my finger, so it's always something.
I was never good off the flat bench. What a wuss. I could, on my biceps, I could do 100 pounds in a day. You know, boom, like this. Then I go to flat bench. I was just like a little, I can't do this. I can't lift it up.
That's how I was. Then you make up with your legs, though. You go and you like throw like six plates on each side, and then they think you're like a man again.
You gotta switch up.
You can't let people see your weakness.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. One of the things I did, I was so proud of, and I give Geraldo a shout out when he had his show. We brought the Newark Police Department in with the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. This was the old Broadway unit in Newark, and the police station was right across the street. So I went and I brought the police into the Boys and Girls Club, and we had some guys, and I wish I could remember the sergeant's name. He came in, but he was a big guy, man, and he had his weapon, but he can't, you know, kept going. And so he went on the bench, and it wasn't Geraldo put it on the show live, just to show the kids you work with the police, and we opened the gym, Jersey Joe Gyms, to have the police work with the community. The guy lays back at the bench, his weapon fell to the side. It was great, but he banged out 300 pounds, and the kids were impressed with that. You know,
incredible.
So it's nice, and when you reach out, you know, and you you really stick up for your fellow men and women, certainly in the NYPD. We appreciate it because that's what I tried to do. I did that 20 years ago, man. But people keep throwing these wedges at us. Now you got an incident like this morning. It's just an unfortunate situation. Thank God Commissioner O'Neill is right on top of this,
I was very happy about that.
He is so good. Commissioner O'Neill doing a great job. So as a police officer, and I say this every morning, Joe, and we'll talk about the Blue Lives Matter for sure, but when you walk in and you see this poor gal, it's almost an impossible situation, and it's domestic. And nowadays, more and more police officers are getting killed on domestic violence calls. We just had Staten Island over the weekend.
They're one of the, I'm going to say, the most dangerous jobs to go to because you never know what's going to be on the other side of that door. And the people that call you sometimes, the second you show up, they don't want to see their loved one go to jail. So they have a change of heart, and then someone jumps on your back, or things escalate very quickly. Thank God that officer's going to be okay. In Staten Island, that's the most important thing. We have this incident where I'm glad the police commissioner comes out, and one thing that he said was, listen, there's more video we have to review, and there's a reason why the police officers were called, so let us do that first. The problem is people like Eric Adams, and I've said this before, political officials who stand in front of a podium and start talking without knowing anything, and people that are misinformed believe it. And right away, there has to be a bigger investigation, and we have to see where these cops came from, and there's a reason why the cops were called there. They didn't just show up to that. And I guarantee you this girl was probably screaming and hollering all around.
The staff
couldn't do anything. And
they
only show you what they want to show you on those videos.
But why? They always got to call the police, and then the police always get the blame, and that's not fair.
Well, it looks bad too, Joe, because you have the kid involved. And the kid wasn't involved. It'd be a different story.
It's true. But why couldn't they just, the girl, like Al said, you know, hey, the lady's on the floor with the kid. Could someone maybe move and say, hey, have a seat, please, sweetheart. Take my seat. Take my chair. Oh, call the police? And then you guys are in a no-win situation, Joe.
And people are more involved in videotaping the situation and trying to stand there and help and de-escalate the situation. I guarantee you that's what the police tried doing in the beginning. But there comes a point that you can only say, ma'am, sir, so many times before you have to take police action. And sometimes police action, and it stinks, isn't always pretty. But there has to be a resolve. And like I said, it looks bad because there's a child involved. But she was also using her child as a shield. And you don't do that either because now it puts the police officers in a very bad situation.
Joe, Sergeant, the FBI agent that was shot over the weekend in Brooklyn, that was scary as well. Does Blue Lives Matter step into the federal law enforcement as well?
So what we do is we help families all over the United States. But we don't want to just jump in right away when an officer suddenly passes because the family's going through so much. So what we do is we wait a little while. After a little bit, we love to surprise those families and let them know, no matter if you're NYPD or a different form, whether MTA, TBTA, anywhere throughout the United States, that we're going to help you and remember that you're never going to be forgotten, neither is your loved one.
Yeah. How's Lisa Tuozzolo doing?
She is incredible. And leading in, Lisa once again is helping us with our third annual gala. That's going to be April 6th, Saturday in Staten Island.
We got to go.
It's incredible. We're going to be honoring Detectives Ramos and Lou.
Wow.
Now, on the 20th of this month, it's going to be the four-year anniversary already, and it feels like yesterday. And next year is going to be the five-year anniversary. So the least we could do is let those families know that even 5 years later, and even this year, 4 years, that they'll never be forgotten.
Yeah, we honored them at the Siller Foundation, the Tunnels to Towers Run. Frank Siller and the family and Georgie and the whole Siller family honored all the police officers, and the Lou family was there. So, and then your impetus for this early on, what was the impetus for starting Blue Lives Matter to you?
It was Ramos and Lou, and on top of that, though, we had Special Comfort Staten Island, the Eric Gardner situation, we had Baltimore, we had St. Louis, and just like today, you turn on the post, and it's just bad press about police, and we wanted to show that police officers, even off duty, aren't these animals, and they're not just bad people, and they do a lot of good. And that's what we do. We start off with bracelets, and you turn around, and going in 4 years later, we've raised over $1 million, and we've been able to meet so many special families and keep that memory alive.
Now, what tell us about the mayor was with Mayor Dinkins yesterday commemorating the 25th anniversary of the NYPD Civilian Complaint Review Board. In your view, Joe, has that board been positive, and how can it work better?
Well, we definitely need checks and balances. You always do. And it's always good to see an outside view. Sometimes I think they should have more people with law enforcement experience to understand when these complaints come in, where they might be able to gear it towards. A lot of these kids, they're young. They don't have much experience. And I think sometimes police officers get the short end of the stick because you're dealing with someone that doesn't understand policing. But you do need a system of checks and balances to regulate and oversee. Because sometimes when it's one-sided, it's never good. And with the community policing and the push, you really do want the community to trust you and feel like everything's on the up and up and going in the right direction.
Yeah, so true. Thanks for your service. And by the way, we feel toward everybody. And I know even as a police officer, in this incident, I want to just reiterate the incident that happened in Brooklyn overnight with the mom at the food stand place. You know, you're feeling, you want to do the best thing, and sometimes it just gets out of control, but we feel for the mom, we feel for the child, and I guess Commissioner O'Neill's on top of this, looking at more video with that to see exactly what happened.
Absolutely, right? He's incredible, and like I said, I'm glad that he made the statement that he did.
Yeah. Joe, thanks for it. Now, give it the April 6th, you said?
April 6th.
Where's that going
to
be?
That's going to be in Staten Island. The Cultured Ballroom's going to be from 7 to 12. Like I said, we're going to be honoring
Richard and Lois Nicotra.
They're incredible, those
they're
people.
They're the best.
They're great. Honoring Ramos and Lou, honoring nonprofits. Hopefully we get you there.
Yes.
Also, you know, if you want one of these days, we'll talk to my chief, Chief Mike Baldassano, who is an incredible supporter of your show. We would love to possibly, if it's okay with you and him, maybe go and surprise officers here and there throughout Manhattan South and thank them for their service.
You know what? Anytime, man.
That would be incredible.
You know, because we did. Officer Lemon went up to the 50th in the Bronx, and I just did it because I didn't even think about it. I did it. They so appreciate it. Hey, whatever you need in that regard.
When you show up inside that door, especially in the detective bureau in there, they got their heads plugged away and they're typing away in the system, and you see somebody walk through the door that just says thank you, or even myself, when you go into another precinct, you just bring coffee or whatever it is, they're appreciative, and that's what you want, because the way I feel, especially working for this chief, is incredible, and you want to give a better product because the guy is so great, and you go and it's effortless, and you just do your job better, and that's what we need, and that's big in policing.
There's always going to be incidents, Joe, but you know, we are, and you can't minimize. This is the largest, safest, largest speak city in the United States of America.
Correct.
And I'm telling you, it's New York, man. So I appreciate it. And then things are going to happen, but we always, always appreciate your support of the police. And God bless you for that. And Godspeed,
so
Joe.
Much.
Sergeant, great to see you here. Always, thank you so much. Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you on the roads. Debbie, I know you support the NYPD
and all
law enforcement. And
100%, yeah.
Yeah, especially when there's traffic out there getting around, not screaming at anybody. Like, that's what I would be doing. Come on! Step on the gas! Let's go! My father's favorite expression in the car, anytime today!
Anytime! My father used to say the Sunday drivers are out.
Yeah, right.
On Sundays, forget it.
How are we doing out there this morning, Jeff? Thank you.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to take it to 287 eastbound exit 8E. Overturned tractor trailer is on the shoulder. 684 southbound right at 84. That's another accident to contend with as well. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 40, Holland about 40 minutes getting in. It's still stop and go this morning on the Cross Bronx West, Bruckner out through 3rd Avenue. And watch for slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway West right at the Clearview with an accident taking one lane. It's busy on the eastbound belt by Kennedy Airport, but they cleaned up an accident over there. And it's still stop and go on the LIE West at Vets Highway with a crash. Southern State westbound into 107. An accident in the process of being cleared. Do expect some delays right now on the D, N, and the R trains. Also seeing delays as you head over to New Jersey Transit for canceled trains this morning. So just some scattered delays there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Kevin McCullough has a message for Dems who want to pick on Ivanka's personal email use.
Ivanka turned over the 100 emails and gave access to the stuff that she needed to give access to that involved the government work that was being discussed. There was no destroying and erasing and bashing cell phones with hammers and using bleach bit. Okay, Dems, you want to go there? Let's go there.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 754. Joe Lumberg is going to join us. Hi. I haven't even looked at let me see how we're doing. All right. Well, we're doing okay. See this tie? This is like a $2 tie. $2 tie online. Oh, Al's giving me, he gives me the forefinger. He's not going to be giving me the index. It's the forefinger, the index finger. Good. Yeah. Put it in the camera. Stick your finger in there. Do you see that right there? He goes like this. He spins it around like, we got to rock and roll because we're on the clock. You got it. Telling you about Plaza College. I love Plaza College. I love Chuck Callahan. This is a family. This is an institution that's been in Queens since 1916. Now, I keep telling you about the court reporting. Boom. If you know somebody that wants a new job, that is younger, that is good, you know, has dexterity. Sometimes musicians are like that. You could become a court reporter, or you could do closed captioning, like I told you. Court reporting in court, or closed captioning with when somebody does a speech. That's a person. But you got to learn. You got to learn it on the machine. It's called the steno writer. You got to learn about the steno writer. And it's so exciting because the National Court Reporters Association has a free program at Plaza College called A to Z. Is being hosted over at the college this month to introduce you to the writer and to the steno alphabet. Great opportunity to learn about court reporting and captioning to see if it's right for you. A great career. By the way, what did I tell you about the National Court Reporters Association? 5,000 job openings in court reporting. I'm just saying. Call Plaza College, please. 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. 6399 or visit plazacollege.edu.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberger is our meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk.
Hey, Joe, I think we want to get you a present. We're not sure what to get you, but I think maybe a pair of Speedos. Hey, come on. I like the Speedos. Then you can take a picture and send it to Al. Come on. You think, what's your favorite color, Joe? Pink Speed? Huh?
Oh, whatever color you get. It doesn't matter to me.
And you got your MyPillow, right?
I did, yes.
Okay, good. Well, I just want to make sure you think.
Slept on it soundly last night.
There it is. Look at this, Joe. Look on the screen. Very there it is. There it is. We got Joe Lumberg. Oh, it is. It's all in pink. You manly, studly guy. You, look at you. Look at you. Joe, you're unbelievable. I can't believe you're almost 300 pounds, brother.
I was. I was a big boy.
Wow, man. So just
and I got scared. I mean, I had a kidney infection. My blood pressure was like 145 or something like that over like 90. And I was like saying, this is not good.
Yeah.
I need to do something about this.
I'll tell you, it's an inspiration. And then you just absorb the workouts like you do, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, Joe, I love working out. It's fun. It's just fun.
I
feel better at 57 now than I did at 44.
Yeah.
Without question.
And you probably look so much better. better than you did back in those days,
I just don't have much hair left. But
where the pink cap? Hey, weather-wise, going to be very cold today and tomorrow still?
Sunshine today, about 39, will be near 40 tomorrow. Nighttime lows will be around 30 tonight. Clouds up on Thursday. Could be a flurry in the afternoon. No big deal. High 38. Then it gets milder. Friday's temperature's near 50. Low 50 Saturday with some rain.
Oh, we love it. Love it when it gets warmer. Joe, love having you here. We'll talk to you a little bit, all right?
All right. We'll see you in a little bit.
Thank you. Joe Lundberg right there. Piscopo in the morning. You know, Oz Perlman's going to join us, a mentalist. Do not want to miss that. Check us on the phone, please. YouTube. Check Facebook. But you want to see Oz Perlman. And then David Burke is live. And David's so much fun, too. Super Chef David Burke will join us as well. Mike Gallagher is coming in the studio. The one, the only, Mr. Mike Lindell. Mr. My Pillow himself, live in his studio. Piscopo in the morning.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
29 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD is trying to find the man who swiped a tip jar from a Manhattan bakery. According to investigators, suspect walked into the Buttercup Bakery in Midtown on the morning of December 6th. He grabbed the tip jar and then started walking out. Thank you, Joe. When an employee confronted him, the thief punched her in the face. Police have put out surveillance images of the suspect and are hoping the public can identify him. An Essex County man is heading behind bars for murdering a Rahway woman in her own home. Bloomfield man Roberto Grillo sentenced yesterday to serve 55 years in state prison for the 2015 murder of Yolanda Vega. Grillo, reportedly a friend of the victim, strangled Vega before abandoning her dead body in the basement of her Beacon Street home. In sports, Lightning doubled up the Rangers 6-3, Sharks over the Devils 5-2, Seahawks beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football 21-7.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.